Alright, let's say you have a lot of peach trees. You have an orchard. You might ask somebody if that is his orchard, if it weren't yours. And he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And then you might point to someone else, like someone would point to you, and they'd say, he's the man.
He's the man that owns the orchard.
Okay. Like I might say this statement, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door there was a kid who wasn't poor. He might say, next door was a boy. I have a father who was poor. This boy has a father.
That has plenty.
Okay. What do you call the inside of the cherry, the part you don't eat?
The seed.
Okay, the inside of the peach?
The seed.
What kind of peach is it that has flesh around it, real tight against the stone?
That's a plum peach.
Okay. What about one that when you break open the seed, you have to take the seed out?
That's clear seed.
Okay. The inside of an apple's what?
The core.
Now, I've helped you do this before, so I know you know how to do this. You're going to make, you did this for fried pies. Like you make fried pies in wintertime. You cut up apples or peaches and you to dry.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut them up, what do you call those little pieces? Do you have a name for them?
No, I don't think I have a name for them. Slices of peaches, you slice them and you put them out on the tin to dry.
Mm-hmm.
And they... when they're dried, you got dried fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I make pies out of.
You ever call them snits?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's something. All right. What kind of nuts do you pull out of the ground and roast them?
Peanuts.
Okay. What are some other kind of nuts that you know of?
You mean it comes out of the ground?
Well, I don't guess they have to come out of the ground.
Oh, no, pit pecans and black walnuts and chestnuts.
What kind is grown in the south that's long and flat shaped? What kind of nut is that?
A long nut?
It's not real long, it's just kind of long. I think they might be kind of shaped like a teardrop. Kind of. But they're flat.
They're not grown here in our climate. Brazil nuts. Oh, you're talking about Brazil nuts? We don't grow them here.
No.
Chestnuts?
Let's see. What can I say about those? Oh,
chinky
no.
pin.
What's that?
Chinky pin.
What kind of nut is that?
It's a nut that grows on little bushes, little trees.
Is it edible?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They're real good. Chinky pin.
Do they grow here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tree is it?
I don't know exactly. I haven't seen any since I was a child. But over in the far field, Papa, up and down the edge of the field there in the woods, mm-hmm. there was just a bunch of those chinky pin bushes, you know. More or less bushes in the world. There weren't trees. They were more or less bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really good. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Chinky pin.
Okay. You know, the candy bar that Mounds makes, are you familiar with candy bars?
Almond?
Yeah. That's the kind of nut I was thinking about.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of fruit that you used to get them at Christmas in your stocking, I think? You peel them, and the name of the fruit is the same color that they are.
Oranges.
Okay. What if you didn't have any? Like, if you had a whole bunch of oranges, you ate them all up, and somebody else had eaten them and went over to the plate, and you were planning to get one, and say, oh, now I can't have an orange because they are...
all gone.